Welcome to Mojo on the Go. I'm Lori Snyder, and in this session, we're going to talk about goals. We all know that goals shouldn't be determined for our leasing people. Rather, we need to be helping them and assisting them in creating their own goals that they can own. So the question is, how do you help them set a goal that isn't a no-brainer and yet isn't so aggressive that it's nearly impossible to meet? When establishing goals with your leasing professional, ask this question first. What number do you know for sure you can hit? And then wait. The leasing professional will respond with a number. Here's the key. They will most likely respond lower than what they know they can do. Think about it, it's human nature. They want to hit the goal, so they're going to give you a number that they know for sure they can hit. So in this case, let's say they say, I can hit 9 leases. Since you know this is probably a little less than what you know can be accomplished, and dependent on community variables, you might add 2 and then throw on 2 more for a total of 13. Then say, since we know you can hit 9, how does 13 sound for a goal? If you hit 13, your bonus will be whatever it is over what it would be at 9. Do you think you can do it? If they say yes, it is now their goal. They own it. If they say yes with conditions, hear those conditions, and if they're reasonable, summarize and take it home by saying something like, okay, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that as long as we have ready product to show and something available to lease, you feel confident you can hit 13 this month. If I make sure that happens, can we agree to 13? If they say yes, you say excellent, and you've got yourself a goal. Remember, effective sales is not just about the salesperson's performance. External forces can also impact success, so it's important to deliver on your end and then hold your salespeople accountable to deliver on theirs. This has been Mojo on the Go. I'm Lori Snyder, and until next time,